Michigan's Department of Natural Resources has allowed some farmers in northeastern Michigan to shoot deer within 1,000 feet of barnyards. And Michigan's governor has banned feed piles in 5 counties because deer spread the disease nose to nose. Still, the numbers of TB-infected deer are rising, and that's led U.S. and Michigan agriculture officials to ask one hunt club owner to kill all 700 of his deer over the next 2 years. Some of the trophy whitetail bucks at the Alpena Deer Ranch are infected. Owner Glenn Katz says he's cooperating.
I guess we need to look at the bigger picture. As far as the state of Michigan, we've got to get rid of the disease. And at the same time, the fact that we have a contained herd, that allows the USDA to get some really important data that they've never been able to get on deer that have the bovine TB. Maybe through that, we're going to be able to eliminate it in Michigan. It's going to take a lot of years. Then no doubt another state is going to come up with a problem. They're going to have it in their deer herd, and hopefully we'll be in a position where maybe we can help them.
Michigan is the only state with TB-infected deer, and it threatens livestock. Dairy and beef farmers are worried that if the disease spreads to cows, the industry could lose millions. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Michelle Corum in northern Michigan.